EAA's air venture is scheduled to go on as planned at the end of July, despite tower closures across the country. Federal officials announced on Friday that Whitman Regional Airport will end its tower operations April 7th because of federal budget sequestration mandates.
People should understand that Air Venture air operations will not be adversely impacted by the Oshkosh Tower closure. The event will go on. We're planning for the event, everything that happens to the event, at its fullest extent possible. So Air Venture will occur. The fly-in will be here in Oshkosh, and people should come and enjoy.
Dick Napinski explains, federal officials understand the size, scope, and importance of Air Venture. The Federal Aviation Administration contracts operations at the tower during most of the year, but FAA personnel fly into Oshkosh to operate the tower during and surrounding the world's greatest aviation celebration. Concerns were raised about the FAA travel budget due to sequestration cuts. But Napinski says the week-long fly-in is 4 months away. Folks in D.C. should be able to figure it out by then.
The FAA understands the need for certainly the highest staffing levels possible at Air Venture, the number of aircraft. When you make it the busiest airport in the world, certainly you need staffing levels for air traffic control and safety that measure up to that, and the FAA understands that very well.
Plus, Napinski says they're always working on a plan B, just in case. About 500,000 aviation enthusiasts come from all corners of the state, across the nation, and 60 countries for Air Venture, bringing an estimated $110 million economic impact to Oshkosh area counties each year. Beyond Air Venture, talks continue with airport management and the FAA to keep Whitman Tower open all year round, considering it is one of the state's five busiest airports. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.